so long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases for us. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byrley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the thought for today. So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases for us. Yes, we are masters of our life. We are the masters of our soul. We are the masters of our beings. We are the masters of everything. And if we really want to be the master, it means that we remain dedicated to the new vision that we have. The new vision that we have of being a master, of being in charge of ourselves, of being in charge of our world and our life. Now, do you really want to be in charge of your life? Do you really want to be master of your world? Do you really want to find your dedication to a new vision, something that's really important for you? So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, whatever it may be, its brilliance ever increases for us. Think about a thing long enough, strong enough, powerful enough. Think about a thing with more of your diligence, more of your thoughtfulness, more of your attitude, more of your way of being, and it is yours. Now, we know this is true. We know this is a psychological truism. We know this is a physiological truism. We know this is what it is. And because we know this is what it is, we sometimes don't pay any attention to it. No, we don't pay any attention to it. And then we wonder why it doesn't take place in our life. We are sort of inadequate in our thinking about what we are thinking about. One minute we think yes, next minute we think no. One minute we think we'd like to do this, next minute we think we'd like to do that. One minute we think we'd like to repaint the house, and then we get some money, and what do? We put a new carpet in the living room. One minute we think we'd like to do some remodeling in our house to put another room on for a junior that's coming, and what do? We go buy a new car. Why do we do such things like that? So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases for us. If we can remain dedicated to the new room that we're having for our forthcoming child, we'll have it. We'll have it wonderfully and beautifully. We'll design it, we'll plan it, we'll dedicate it, we'll see that it is done. I worked for a building, popular building magazine many years ago, and as I worked there, we had home owners and we had people always wanting to have additions to their homes. And they put the addition to their home in the most interesting places. Sometimes they'd put it up on the roof in the attic, and they'd extend the roof of the house and open it up to have more windows up there and to have a little more height to the ceiling. Or they would add a room on the second story over the back porch, and they'd have it very adequate but very expensive. Or they'd put it on the ground floor and just sort of stick it out on the edge of the house, or put it out behind the garage, or do whatever they're going to do, but they would do it in some haphazard way. Whenever you plan it, people who get married really should look forward to what they're going to do. Always look forward to having a 2 or 3 bedroom house at least. Because you're going to have children, or you have relatives, you'll have visitors, you'll have whatever. And you'd like a sewing room or extra room. And you say, well, my goodness, a lot of people don't have that ability to think on that level of abundance. Well, I assure you, every person listening to this talk has the ability to live on that level of abundance and greater. Every single person who listens to this talk is an independently wealthy person. And every single person who listens to this talk has the ability to remain dedicated to the new vision of whatever it is that they have in their heart. And its brilliance ever increases. That's truly true. That's exactly so. That's just the way the principle works. The more concentration we give to any given thing, the more we look at something, the more we think about it, the more we sort of put it in our heart, put it in our soul, put it in our being and have happy thoughts about it, the more realistically it comes into our life. Now, this can happen to all of us. It does happen to all of us. It happens to us and it brings into our life some very fascinating experiences. I told you the story about visiting one of our students, and her brother came in, and he was with the Amway company, and he was promoting that with the group, and he was wanting to get everyone to be an Amway person, and it, Amway is a fine product, and so we were all very interested. But he said one thing which sort of tickled my fancy, and I really hadn't paid any attention to it at the time. And he said, mispronouncing the name, he said, "And you can win a trip to Switzerland. You can go to Switzerland and have a wonderful journey to Switzerland and see the mountains and go skiing and do all those things over in Switzerland." And he kept saying the word Switzerland to our group, and it sort of got into our consciousness. We knew it was not the correct pronunciation, but it was a charming way of looking at that country. Well, it wasn't more than a year later that I had an opportunity to go to Switzerland. And I didn't go direct to Switzerland. First, I went to Germany, and I went to Italy, and I went to a few countries around there, and then I went to Switzerland, too. It was just sort of an afternoon event. We decided we would drive over to Switzerland because they were having a meeting, and I was a guest. And so we drove over there. And we drove into Switzerland, and I couldn't tell the difference between Germany and Switzerland or any of the other countries, except they had the border people there, and they were checking your passports and things like that. And so we went into Switzerland, and we didn't go skiing, we didn't do these things, but we went to the Alps, and we went to Lenzerheide, and we went into this beautiful place up in the mountains, and it was a ski resort, but it was still summertime. Well, not really summertime. It was a late fall. And as I was speaking, as I was talking to these people, the snow started to come down. And it was just glorious to see. And we looked out the windows and we could see the hillsides being covered with snow. And everyone was watering at the mouth to go skiing. Well, you see, I didn't remain dedicated so much to the idea that there it was and there I would be. It was more just an idea that was into our heart, into my heart, more of an idea. Now, all the rest of the group, they may have ended up going to Switzerland too. I don't know, but I did, because I let it percolate in my heart and thought, how charming, how lovely, and perhaps I thought more of it than I really realized it. Perhaps I was more dedicated to that vision of Switzerland and going there than I realized it. Well, the seed was planted, the visit was made, and it became a traditional annual visit every year, going over there to lecture, to give seminars on our positive way of living. And it was very wonderful. So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases for us. Now, did I have any idea that I would go to Switzerland? No. But apparently I did. Apparently I did have an idea that I would go to Switzerland because there I was. Nothing happens by chance. So, perhaps in my heart, perhaps in my attitude, I really thought traveling would be lots of fun. And so I opened up the doorway in my world for travel. And I traveled. I was not so to speak, dedicated to the new vision, but it was just a charming, acceptable, loving attitude in my heart. It was just something that seemed like it'd be lots of fun to do. It seemed like it'd be lots of fun to travel around the world and lecture here and there in all these different countries and give seminars and do this. Well, for many, many years I did that. For many years. Last year I went to Nigeria and spent a lot of time there in London and all these beautiful places. And lecturing is just lots of fun. Very demanding, but lots of fun. It was my vision, and I remained dedicated to that vision for years and years and years, and not realizing I was so dedicated to the vision, it just was, that's where I would go. That's what I would do. That's what I would accomplish. That's what I would have as an increased brilliance vision within me. My thought was based upon these things just gently, just lovingly, just like a mother and father would say, well, we're going to have a child, and that child will be here in 9 months. Oh, how wonderful. Now we must make sure that child has its own room, make sure that child has all of the gadgets and gimmicks that are necessary for a child. And so, as parents, you mentally build a room. Oh, and it is a frilly room, a beautiful blue room or pink room or whatever you think you're going to do. It has all of the goodies in it. It has that perfect baby bed. It has the perfect toys. And then lo and behold, up comes the doctor's report. It's going to be twins or triplets or maybe more. And you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, 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 how wonderful. And your heart just bubbles over with it. You see, you are dedicated to the new vision, and its brilliance is ever increasing in you, and the numbers increasing too, it seems. Well, as this happens, you're not opposed to it in the slightest. You say, oh, my goodness sakes, we must plan for two or more. And so you do that. And it's no big deal. Everything seems to fall into place. Everybody wants to help you. Everybody encourages you to do your dream of having that extra room for your child, your children. You have that dream. And you have nothing in the way of saying no to it. Everything is saying yes to it. And little by little, it reveals itself, if this is what you choose to do. Now, some people are apartment dwellers, and they can't add on to their apartment because it just doesn't go. So they rent another apartment, and they rent a larger apartment because they're going to have children. They rent an apartment near the schools or near the playgrounds or near the parks. They think of all these little things. Well, you see, when you're dedicated to a new vision, the vision itself just becomes more wonderful and more wonderful and more wonderful. And all of the aspects to making that vision come as a reality in your life is wonderful. Now, you don't think of the ideal house. You think of the house that would be nice. You don't think of all of the possibilities, but you think about it to a small degree. And little by little, you bring it into manifestation. Little by little, the husband of the family is more thrilled with the idea. He's having children, and he's going to have to take care of these kids and have all sorts of things for them, get them ready for college before they're even born. My goodness sakes, looking for their highest and best. And as the father does this, he gets raises on his job. He does his job better and better. And the mother becomes very knowledgeable in the field of raising children. She reads everything she can on raising children, on having infants. And as the parents study how to be the best, the most ideal parents that it's possible to be, They become these wonderful parents. They attend parenting meetings, all of which are perhaps good, but the greatest parenting meeting would be to sit together, mother and father, and talk to each other and say, what do we want for our child? How do we want our child to be? What sort of a home are we going to give our child? A home of peace, of love, of harmony, of wisdom, a home of brilliance, a home of joy. Are we going to give our child the inspiration to be the magic being that he's capable or she's capable of being even before they're born? Yes. Are we going to plant into this infant as it is gestating all of the genius ideas that we want from it, so long as we remain dedicated to the new vision of that child, the new vision of that traveling, the new vision of that apartment or the house or the remodeling, the new vision to the brilliance of our child and its ever-increasing magic. Its brilliance ever increases for us. And we become such fantastic beings in whatever it is that we choose to be brilliant in. And we are. And we are. And rather than, by chance, having experiences in our life, we decide we're going to be dedicated to whatever experiences we choose to have that are most exciting, delighting, charming to us. And we're going to bring those forth in our world, because they already are forth. They are in our thought. Now, how are we molding them? How are we enfolding them? How are we revealing them? How are we upholding them? How are we giving them power to be? Well, every time we think about them, you don't stop thinking about a child you're going to have and go on to something else, unless you're sort of careless in your thinking, because that is something very important coming up to you. When you are given a new boss, a new job by your boss, and the boss says, this is your work, this is what I want you to do. He doesn't say, this is beyond your means. This is beyond your brilliance. This is beyond your capability. He says, this is what I want you to do. And you say, okay, super. And so instead of just saying, okay, super, you go to the library and you look up what that type of work entails. You go to other employees within the company and you find out from them what they visualize that that job entails that you're now being pointed to. You go to the boss and you say, what does this entail? How do I think about it? And your sincerity, your dedication, your inspiration in looking at what it is that you're going to be doing increases your brilliance in that area, and it ever increases your ability to do things and to have things and to be things. And it makes you the ideal employee, the ideal father, the ideal mother, the ideal parent. It makes you the ideal home builder. You learn all about the details. My dad was a building contractor, and I worked for him for many years through high school and college. And it was a wonderful job. I learned many things. I took courses at the University of Wisconsin in architectural building and structural engineering and all these various things, and they were fantastic. And one of the things my father told me, and one of the things I learned so much from all the architectural studies that I did, the more corners you have on a house, the more expensive the house is. The more windows you have in a house, the more expensive the house is. The more anything you do to a house, the more expensive it is. So, if you're going to look at the simplest possible addition or house, you're going to have it with just a door, a window, and nothing more. But that's not who we are. We want all of the loveliness that a house can afford. And so we envision this. And then we do not envision ourselves not having the money. We envision ourselves having the money as just secondary. It doesn't even have to be thought about. We want the house. We're designing the house. We're thinking about the house. We're giving the house. We're giving the house birth in our hearts and soul. And the house is revealed. The house comes forth in its perfect, wonderful way. So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases in us. The new vision of the house, the job, the parentage, the new vision of anything we choose in life. And as we think about it, consider it, activate our thought in it in every possible way, it is revealed to us. And however ideally we think about what we want to do, when we have no limitations on it, then its achievement has no limitations. Its achievement brings forth in our world all of its magic, all of its wonder. We may have thought out in the beginning of a house that was of modest income, a house that was modest price, a house that was average. And then as we increased our vision, as we opened our hearts, a greater and greater revelation came to us. A greater and greater awareness came to us. And as this greater and greater awareness comes to us, the wherewithal to carry it out is there. We think of our children going to college and going to the universities and going on to higher education to accomplish the goals that they might have for themselves. And at first we might think of it being to our local colleges and our city colleges and our community colleges. And then as we work further, we find that their genius is absolutely outstanding. And naturally, they want to go beyond the local, beyond just knowledge. They want to go to inspiration that the greater colleges so often offer. And so we see them there. We see them at the finest and the best because we always think in the ideal. And the ideal does not say, can we afford it? The ideal says, can we visualize it? Can we realize it? Can we have it as the only thought in our heart of what it is we think for ourselves, for our children, for our family, for our world, whatever it is we're doing? So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, whatever that vision may be, its brilliance ever increases for us, and its ability is ever known to us, and we realize that it is done for us. Who knows? You might go to Switzerland. Who knows? You might remodel your house. Who knows? You might have twins. Who knows what you're going to do? No one knows, because you're just open and receptive to your highest good at all times. You listen to the divine within you, and the divine within you always reveals to you what is what you're really going to do, because it's already done. Accept this and know this. So long as we remain dedicated to the new vision, its brilliance ever increases for us, and it is wonderful. Live this in your life as I live it in mine. Live it in your world as I live it in my world. And as you live it in your world as I live it in my world, you live in the most joyous, happy world that could ever possibly exist. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.